Okay, a perfect example of how MAHA is failing and how even the leaders of this administration are totally tone deaf about health and about the FDA. So McCarry, I don't know how, what's the best way to pronounce it. I think he's the current head of the FDA. These are all new people, so I may not have their titles exactly correct, but over time, we'll all get it right. Anyway, McCarry has announced that the FDA is going to go on a nationwide listening tour. Yeah, they're going to travel across the country and listen. But who's invited that they're going to listen to? Guess what? Big Pharma and Big Biotech. That's who's specifically invited to speak that they want to listen to because they want to streamline operations for Big Pharma and Big Biotech. Okay? They're not listening to the people. They're not listening to you or I. They're not listening to nutritional supplement companies that actually keep people healthy instead of destroying people's health like pharmaceuticals do. They're not listening to homeopathy firms. They're not listening to herbal product creators. They're not listening to Chinese medicine practitioners or naturopaths or anybody other than Big Pharma and Big Biotech. And they announce this as if, oh, this is the FDA, like, being with the people. No. You're just listening to the same corporations that have been pulling the strings of the FDA since 1906. Okay? So it's utterly tone deaf. It's utterly absurd. And nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. I mean, if you think you're going to make America healthy again by listening to drug companies, you're insane. You're just completely insane. And let's be honest. The FDA is a terrorist organization. The FDA runs around terrorizing companies. I know this firsthand. I know what the FDA does. I've got it on video. And they are absolute terrorists. And they're given orders to run around and shut down supplement companies or food companies or superfood companies or homeopathy companies or herbal companies. That's their mission in order to protect the profits of Big Pharma. And what does McCarry want to do? He wants to go listen to Big Pharma even more. Wow. Tone deaf. That's why if you are waiting for government to make you healthy, you're a fool. And the very slogan of make America healthy again, as if the government can make people healthy, is absurd. The only way to be healthy is to make yourself healthy again. MYHA, not the government. Government can't make you healthy. And if you're waiting around for the government, you're going to be waiting forever. And you have choices right now. You can make a choice right now to not inject yourself with toxic, deadly depopulation jabs. You can make a choice right now to choose healthier foods. You can make a choice to pick up your exercise regimen a little bit, to consume more, turmeric or black seed oil or vitamin D or zinc or whatever you need to make you healthier. You can make those choices right now. The government's not stopping you, and they're certainly not going to help you. You can make a choice right now to switch from a conventional pill-pushing doctor to a naturopathic physician. You can make a choice right now to get off of toxic prescription drugs and to transition to a healthier lifestyle that makes those drugs unnecessary in most cases. But if you do that, do so with the help of a naturopathic physician, by the way, so that you have a transition plan. And then you can pursue it, and it's going to take some time and some effort, and yeah, you might have to change your diet. And so what? You can make yourself healthy again, because the FDA, they're on a nationwide listening tour, but they're not going to listen to you. They're going to listen to the drug companies, because that's their client. The FDA wants to make the drug companies happy. And how do they do that? By keeping you sick, making sure you are diseased to generate record profits for Big Pharma. And that's how the system works. Everybody knows it. Everybody that's paying attention knows this. So MAHA is ha-ha, but MYHA, make yourself healthy again, is where it's always been found. I mean, since I started teaching this in 2003, so over 20 years, I didn't wait around for the government to give me permission to make myself healthy again. No, started learning and studying and teaching, changing my habits, making daily smoothies, picking up exercise and kettlebells training and whatever. And then learning about all kinds of things like ivermectin, which comes from soil microbes, by the way. And learning about all kinds of natural remedies from DMSO and chlorine dioxide to fenbendazole to zinc and, you know, peptide therapy and you name it. Things that work. Things that are either derived from natural sources or are analogs of molecules that your body creates naturally. And this is what keeps you healthy. Make yourself healthy again. This is all about decentralization. This very concept is absolutely critical. Decentralize your life. And right now, I've got a docuseries that's running for free at brightyou.com. It's called Breaking the Chains, How to Decentralize Your Life. And there's a replay day, I think it's tomorrow, you'll have to check it at brightyou.com. There's a replay day where we replay all the episodes. And if you tune in, you'll be able to watch them all for free just with registration. Just enter your email address and you can watch it all for free. Or you can optionally purchase it. But it teaches you how to decentralize your life, decentralize your reliance on the food system, the medical system, financial system, government, you know, education, everything, information. You want to decentralize your life? We teach it. Brightyou.com. That's the letter U, Brightyou. But I'm willing to bet you're already doing a lot of the things for decentralizing your life. If you're listening to this, you've probably learned a long time ago that you can't wait for the government to tell you, to give you permission to be healthy. And in fact, if you listen to the government, they will encourage you to kill yourself with pharmaceuticals and vaccines. They will try to convince you, though, there's another plandemic. Oh, we did PCR swabs of sewage, and we think there's an outbreak of, you know, shit flu somewhere, and everybody has to take the shit flu vaccine. And stupid people will line up and say, oh, must be true. Government told me. They'll line up and they'll take the jabs, and then some of them are just dead within 48 hours. Others are dead within a year. Because they believe that government held the power to determine their health outcomes. Government does not hold the power. And I don't care who's running HHS or FDA or CDC, the institutions are liars, they're fraudsters, they're quacks. They're not driven by science. They pushed an EUA on the COVID vaccines, which means emergency use that doesn't require any science. They're not driven by science. They're driven by profits and a depopulation agenda. And their goal is to, you know, sicken, injure, maim, and murder as many people as possible while driving up profits for the pharmaceutical companies. That is what the FDA exists to do. That is what HHS, I'm not talking about RFK, that's not his heart, but the institution inside HHS, that is exactly what is driving their motives. That's what they want to do. Okay? So make sure that you take charge of your own health. And the first and most important way to do that is to get informed, get educated. All the resources that we make available are free of charge, like brightyou.com or naturalnews.com or brighteon.com videos or the upcoming launch of Enoch AI at brighteon.ai. And we do have a new R&D team now that has picked up on that and is pushing it to the finish line in a much more professional way. And so we're very grateful for that. And we'll have some news for you hopefully very soon. Now it's much more on track than it has been in a long time. So thank you for your support. Thank you for shopping with us at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I'm wishing you the best in health, in wellness, in longevity, in joy, happiness, safety. And I'm just going to say, don't wait for the government to give you permission to pursue those things. You have permission right now from God to do all those things yourself. You want to be healthy? Make yourself healthy again. And it starts with your own decisions right now. Thank you for listening. Take care.
We give blessings this Memorial Day for all those who came before us. And to honor them and to help all of you afford high quality products, we are offering some sales at healthrangerstore.com. These sales are pretty rare. I mean, these prices are not prices you're going to see probably ever again. But we've got specials on our silver products, all of our colloidal silver products. I show them on my desk here. We've got silver mouthwash. We've got silver spray, silver infused first aid gel, as well as our toothpaste and a silver infused Castile liquid soap and much more. Also our deodorant, which has silver as well as baking soda. It's not made with any aluminum or any garbage like that. These are all truly natural products. I mean, laboratory tested, synthetic flavors, no synthetic colors, no synthetic ingredients whatsoever. And the silver in most of these products is made from Texas rainwater, where we capture the water ourselves and use our own electronics to make silver ions suspended in water through a unique method using silver plates. So it's all Texas rainwater. It's not groundwater. It's not city water. It's actual captured rainwater that is the silver in these products. You can get them all on sale now, 10% off during our Memorial Day event to honor all those who came before us. And that sale is going on May 24th through 26th at midnight. So it's roughly about 3 days or so. And you can find that at healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day, all one word, no space, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. Take advantage of this and get high quality, ultra pure, clean silver products into your life using this special Memorial Day sale event, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And thank you for all your support. And also, if you're wondering what my shirt says, it says the original computer is the pencil. Print and delete. Yeah. Thanks for watching.